Is Michigan winnable after Joe Biden's disastrous debate performance? Well, it depends on who you listen to. Reportedly, Governor Gretchen Whitmer said something similar to Politico, and then she worked very hard to rejoin the rest of the party line that this is just one night. Covering it all for us, Craig Mauger, state government and politics reporter for the Detroit News. Craig, good morning.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Is she or isn't she saying that this is winnable?
You know, I my take after researching all this and talking to a bunch of people is that she believes Michigan is winnable for Joe Biden. This story that was in Politico, if your listeners want to check it out, they can find it online, suggested that she possibly had made this comment that Michigan is no longer winnable. But they also presented it as maybe this was just a rumor that one of her potential future opponents was spreading. So they weren't dedicated to the fact that she actually said this. Of course, now everyone, a lot of people believe she said it, but it just doesn't make sense. Why would Governor Whitmer say that? She is the co-chair of Joe Biden's
right.
campaign. She won Michigan by 10 points just 2 years ago. No matter what happens, I mean, the debate performance for President Biden was bad, but this is a close state. I mean, even polling that has come out recently has shown Trump with only a 2-point lead. Everyone expects this to be close. It doesn't make a lot of sense that she would have said that.
It doesn't make sense, but then sometimes we do say things that don't make sense if we're kind of traumatized by what we just witnessed. And, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, people say things in the heat of the moment. There are some Republicans out there that are alleging that she might have said this kind of while jockeying to be Joe Biden's replacement.
Yeah.
You know, those are all theories. There is no one on the record. There is no one, even a news outlet, that is coming forward and saying that she definitely said this. It was presented by Politico as an opponent spreading rumors about her basically.
Okay.
So, it's got a life of its own now. I mean, that's the wild part about this. I mean, you put something like this out there like Politico did, and now a number of people in the state of Michigan believe she said this for sure.
Greg, as you said, polling indicating that it's a tight race between Biden and Trump here in Michigan. How much work now, much more work, do the Democrats have to do here in Michigan to make sure that Biden wins it? I mean, already they were working hard, but I think after that debate performance, probably a little harder, especially the grassroots and, boots on the ground.
Yeah, they've got a lot more work to do. I mean, I think if you're the Michigan Democrats, the thing that you are most concerned about is not necessarily voters flipping from Joe Biden to Donald Trump. I think you're most concerned about Joe Biden voters from 2020 just deciding that there's no reason for them to go out and vote in November 2024, that they've lost faith, and they don't believe that it matters if they show up at the polls. And I think the Michigan Democratic Party has a long way to go to convince young voters, to convince some African-American voters, to convince voters in cities like Dearborn that there is a reason for them to go out and vote for Joe Biden. And the debate performance doesn't help in that because, if you're a young voter and you're sitting at home and watching these two argue about, their golf scores and argue about who's a whiner, who's not a whiner. I mean, is that going to encourage those people on the campuses of U of M and MSU to go vote? Who knows?
Craig, you were working late into the night, early into the morning as the legislature passed this budget. What else haven't we talked about when it comes to these line items and what they passed? I see a story here about sexual abuse laws.
Yeah, I mean, there were a number of bills that passed one of the chambers that got through the House. There was a governmental immunity proposal for instances of sexual abuse that made it through the state house. There was expanding unemployment coverage from 20 weeks to 26 weeks that passed the Michigan House. It's unclear if the Senate's going to take these up, if this was just a negotiating ploy to get votes for the budget. I mean, this budget is something that you're going to hear a lot about over the next few months. I mean, keep in mind that every seat in the state house is on the ballot in November. Voters will decide whether Democrats maintain control, Republicans win back control and break up the Democratic power in Lansing. The Democrats passed a budget that provided money for schools in an unusual way. And it's kind of difficult to talk about, but they put money into the school budget to pay retirement funds that the districts would have to pay. So a lot of districts are going to be benefiting, $300 to $400 per pupil when you average this out. But they did not provide a per pupil base funding increase, which is something that the legislature has done year after year after year. It's always touted by the legislature. We're providing another percentage increase in the foundation allowance, another percentage foundation allowance increase. That's not happening.
Yeah.
School district leaders, a lot of them are furious. You have inflation going on. You have some schools losing the number of students, losing enrollment. So you wonder what the impact on school districts is going to be. That is going to be litigated over the next few months heading into this election.
Well, they also cut funding for mental health and for school security upgrades in some cases, which just in light of what happened in Oxford just seems nonsensical. Yep. We're going to be talking with one of the K through 12 leaders coming up at 8:19. The other thing is, I mean, they passed. It was a pretty impressive legislative flurry that we saw there. Three dozen bills were passed in the waning hours of the session before they hit the beach. But one very important one that didn't get through was what to do about corporate incentives to bring jobs here and not just EV jobs. And there's a lot of work yet to be done on that.
That's a priority of Governor Whitmer. I mean, she wants to have more money allocated specifically to providing financial incentives to businesses that the state hopes to lure here to create jobs. There's a lot of lawmakers who are hesitant about providing more money. They've provided billions of dollars in recent years toward that. And that's a negotiation that's going to continue to happen in Lansing. I mean, it's a push and pull for the governor. It's her number one priority, it appears right now, to get these incentives to draw jobs. But there's a lot of hesitation in the legislature, even among some top Democrats, about how to go about this. There are some that want to attach it to transit funding, other community development funding. And, you know, the budget is done, but this debate about economic development is going to live on until the end of the year. It'll be fascinating to see what happens later this year on this.
Craig, I got to ask you about the opponents of former Michigan Republican Party Chair Christina Karamo. They filed a court filing saying, you know, telling the Court of Appeals, listen, you don't need to expedite her appeal because she hasn't really brought anything that says you should, that proves that it should be expedited.
Yeah, and this is one of those things. I mean, you hear of everything going on with the Democrats right now, what happened with Joe Biden's debate. They have obviously a lot of concerns that they've got to deal with at the moment, infighting and worrying. But on the Republican side, there is this issue that's still lingering that Christina Karamo, the former party chair, is still maintaining that she is the chairwoman of the party and that the Court of Appeals should intervene in a lower judge's ruling and deem her the party chair again. I mean, can you imagine a few months before this election if a court stands up and says, actually, you know, this person who is chairing the Michigan Republican Party shouldn't be. It should be this other person. And what kind of chaos that could potentially cause for the Michigan GOP. Christina Karamo's side has asked the courts to expedite this, do this quickly, consider this quickly and issue a ruling. Pete Hoekstra, the current chairman's side, has come in now with the new court filing last week and said, there is no reason for you to expedite this. It does not matter that the Republican National Convention is coming up and these elections are coming up. That does not matter whether Christina Karamo gets this case resolved by then or not. And this is something that is just looming out there that if you're a Michigan Republican, you've got to think a little bit about.
Well, reality is sometimes crazier than fiction.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Craig, one other thing, and this is kind of, you know, amongst folks in the broadcast industry and closer to home here, a pretty big one, and that's film credits. You know, whether or not we're going to make the Michigan once again a haven for TV shows and movie projects. You've got interesting bedfellows there. You've got the Mackinac Center on the right, and then teachers unions on the left saying, no way.
Yeah, you've got the teachers union saying, do not do this to the majority Democrats. You have other unions like the Teamsters who are coming in and saying this is our number one priority that you get these film incentives done. The Democrats are kind of caught at a crossroads there. It feeds into this larger debate about how much the legislature has done on corporate incentives, how much further that they should go. And it's a real test for the House Democrats specifically in terms of where they are at on these issues. Do they have the votes in their caucus to continue providing these type of financial aid packages to businesses in an effort to bring jobs, or do they want to redirect that money to other causes? And they have had a lot of difficulties juggling that, but I think it's not going away. This fall, this will be another major piece of legislation they've got to figure out.
Meantime, are they going to bring Joe Biden here, and will they let journalists interview him? They keep saying that that's what they want to do to restore faith. We'll see. Craig, have a great weekend. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for having me.